everyone brush your teeth this morning, so you, the water system is still working. I want to give you a very little background on why you're sitting where you are. About 3 years ago, it was evident to us that if our well failed, we wouldn't have a water supply. It's not much more complicated than that. And we've always wanted to establish a redundant system, a backup system to our current wells. There are two. Soon there'll be three. We didn't just go out and start looking with a Witcher. We have professional water seeking engineers that identified a dozen to a dozen and a half probable spots in a reasonable proximity of our water line where we could start looking for water, and we chose 12 of them, and the results were just above dismal. Now you can point fingers at the drought. You could say maybe we weren't looking in the right spot. We found water in most of the spots, but the well itself was not worth pursuing because the water flow was so small. Small meaning under 35 to 50 gallons a minute. A well cost somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million. One well. We spent $1,400,000+ looking for wells. How much more are you going to spend on water searching when we can't find the product? 2 years ago, we said, well, we'll reach out to the neighboring water companies and see if we can purchase water. Because that's their product. The first time we went to one of the water companies, their board chair said it was illegal, that's a quote, illegal for them to sell us water, although we've been purchasing water from them for over 12 years. We're still waiting for the legal authority. Because of a change in the general mannership, if that's the right word, of the Calaveras County Water District. And they hired a manager that was a little more entrepreneurial than some before him. We have negotiated and signed a contract with the Calaveras County Water District to supply water to our subdivisions. It guarantees a couple of things. Water. Measuring surface water is a lot different than trying to measure groundwater. You can't look in the ground. There's no measuring device. One of the other companies we approached wanted $8 to $12 million to bring a water line to Arnold and was then cost prohibitive. The way it is set up now, you see it here roughly on a map. Depending on where you live in the subdivision, I live on NOLA. Right here. So now my water comes from Calaveras County. You live the outline by blue, your water comes from our wells. We are preparing, should our wells ever fail. And failed means they don't break. There's just no water left. We will have the infrastructure to power the entire system. Our sole relationship with the Calaveras County Water District is we are one customer. They have been very clear. They're not interested They are not not interested not interested in taking over the Blue Lake Springs Water District or Water Company. So we're purchasing wholesale water, which will cost us about $75,000 a year. And it'll cost you about $3 a month. And we didn't think that was a bad deal for a guarantee. So in a nutshell, that's kind of where we are today. We turned the water on a week or so ago. People receiving the water are the same people that receive the water from CCWD between 1998 and 2012. I don't want to go into a lot of detail about the contract. I'll let you ask questions about it. Our attorney, Michael Minkler, will be happy to give you the highlights of it. I want to remind everyone there is no such thing as a dumb question. And if we don't have an answer, we'll get it to you. If you don't feel like asking a question, some people don't like to raise their hand and ask, you write it down and I'll read it and I'll answer it for you. So we want to hear what's on your mind. One question that came up, well, it wasn't a question. Somebody called up and says, you know, we should have voted on this. Well, we did. This is a contract. And the board of directors voted on it as it votes on all contracts. We're our only remedy. Our only remedy, annexation. You would vote on that. But this is not an annexation contract. Let me be very clear. All we're doing is buying the water. So, Michael, would you hit on some of the highlights? Speaking of water, I'll be back in a minute.
So, as Bob said, my name is Michael Minkler, general counsel for the water company, also for Utica Water Power Authority down the hill. General counsel for the water company and also for Utica Water Power Authority down the hill. I think one of the nice things that came out of this negotiation, and I don't know if Bertha is still here, but several years ago, a lot of you probably remember, CCWD was a really difficult entity to try to negotiate with. They had a pretty big turnover in their board last year. They hired a new general manager, and it's a completely different entity. So I'm really pleased to be able to report that. Dave Egerton, the general manager, Charles Palmer, their district engineer, worked really hard with us, and Dave, our general manager, cooperated with us. You know, it was how a negotiation, a good faith negotiation, should be, is what it ended up being. And that's something we weren't able to do with them several years ago. So the basic outline of the contract is we've already paid a portion of a buy-in, an initial buy-in for capacity, and the initial buy-in is $825,000. And that buys us up to 100,000 gallons a day of treated surface water from CCWD through existing connections. So there's no new infrastructure, and it's enough, more than enough, to supply at least half of our system. We have to purchase a minimum of 40,000 gallons a day during the drought, and it goes up to 45,000 gallons a day during normal water years. So we have a minimum quantity that we have to purchase, and then we are capped at 100,000 gallons a day. And then that's actually just during the summer months. One of the things, an example of CCWD's, the new CCWD that we're dealing with, was a few weeks before we finalized the contract, they came to us and said, we're only actually concerned about the cap in the summer months. We want you to take as much water as you need the rest of the year. So that 100,000 gallon a day cap only applies to May through September, May through October. And then the rest of the year in the winter months, if we want, we can shut our wells off and let them recharge and feed the system entirely on CCWD water. That's up to us, but we have that option. And that, like I said, that was something they came to us and just offered, which I thought was very generous. So we make that upfront payment. We have a 4-inch master meter that the water's gonna come through. We pay the CCWD's normal service charge for a 4-inch master meter. As Bob said, we're treated as one commercial customer from that standpoint. So we pay a bi-monthly rate for the 4-inch master meter for whatever water we take through there. So that's gonna end up being probably around $75,000 a year. It could go up, you know, if we actually took 100,000 gallons a day, it'd probably be closer to 100,000 for the year. But it'll probably be somewhere in that range. We're also subject, though, to CCWD rate changes. So if that rate, you know, if they decide to go through that process of a rate increase, which is a public process that we have an opportunity to comment on, then we'd be subject to whatever rate they charge in the future. One of the most important things of the contract and the reason why it took 8 months to negotiate was that we felt strongly, and CCWD agreed, that the contract should include a path towards a situation where if our wells fail, we can switch over to CCWD wholesale water 100% for 100% of our demand. We didn't want to have to fight over that again, kick that can down the road. So there is a solution for that in this contract. If we reach that point, then there's going to be an additional capacity charge payment that the water company would be required to pay. It may end up forcing CCWD to increase the capacity of their treatment plant at Hunter's Reservoir. And if that's the case, it'd be, you know, it'd be a little bit higher capacity fee that we'd have to pay. But at that point, once that capacity fee is paid, we're able to rely for 100% of our demand from CCWD going forward. So we expect and hope that you know, the deal that we have in place right now, along with a couple of new wells that we have the option to bring online, that we're not going to have to do that. It's a contingency plan, and that we don't want to have to do, but we wanted to make sure that we had the option in here to do it if the need arose. So we have that in this agreement. I think those are main points of the contract, but feel free to ask any questions.
Yeah. Does the contract have a fixed term?
No. What it boils down to is it can't be unilaterally terminated by either party. And we felt like that was important for obvious reasons, the least of which being a pretty large upfront payment. So we didn't want to be in a position where we make that upfront payment, then they have the option to terminate the contract. So they can't terminate the contract without it being mutual. It has a term of 20 years with automatic 5-year terms that are gonna renew after that, but they can't, those are gonna renew automatically unless there's a mutual agreement to terminate the contract.
I'd like to thank the board and Bob for your leadership for pursuing this. I think we talked about this a number of years back and it's a great solution. So I'd like to thank you guys for that work and gal.
Good job.
I've been in love with Tank 4 for a long time, and hopefully we can keep the well water out of it.
You're served by Tank 6.
We have to.
No, he's not.
I understand that this contract is kind of a win-win for other reasons as well, because it reduces the possibility that the state will reduce CCWD's reserves. Is
correct.
That correct?
Yes. Yeah, so...
Everybody hear that?
No.
The question had to do with this being a benefit, you know, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement, and one of the benefits that CCWD gets out of it is that they're on the verge of losing some water rights, and it's inevitable that they're going to lose some of their water rights. The question is how much. And so it's in CCWD's interest right now to be signing up as many customers as they can to be able to demonstrate that they've got a big demand for those water rights, that they're going to need those water rights in the future. And this is relatively small in the grand scheme of things. It's not going to help them keep all of their water rights, but it is part of the cumulative effort that they need to demonstrate to hang on to as much of that water as they can. So, yeah.
Where does CCWD get their water?
North Fork Stanislaus River. It gets pumped out of the river from McKay's to the Hunter's treatment plant, and then pumped up the hill to Arnold from there.
When will they start bringing the water online, like for instance in tank four, when will we start seeing that water flow into our home?
Started on the 5th.
What?
Do you want to take that one?
What day was that?
It started on the 5th.
On the 5th, we opened the valve, November 5th.
So that
it's already flowing.
So it's kind of a mix right now.
It's a little mixed up. We lowered the tank. We allowed the tank to go down in anticipation of this, and because we didn't want to mix too much water, old water with the new water. So it's still a combination right now, but it's just about, what is it? What do you think? 60-40? Something like that.
Thanks. Does water get to us on one pipe? And if so, is there a backup pipe?
From CCWD?
Yeah.
We have two connections with CCWD. One of them is the 4-inch master meter that we're going to primarily use for our consumptive water. There's also a 6-inch connection that we're not going to purchase water through on a regular basis, but it's available for emergency fire flows if we need that, and it's also a backup connection if for some reason the 4-inch isn't, something, if we have a problem up there. So there's two connections.
Thank you.
This will help us, by the way, immensely on the pressure in our hydrant system and the hydrants we'll be putting in the future. We have a fair amount of underground work to do replacing piping that was put into Blue Lake Springs in the 60s and 70s. We replaced about 65% of it. The remaining 35% will be done in the next couple of years, and hydrants will be a part of that. Water pressure will be higher in the hydrants because of this secondary source. And if there's some sort of conflagration where we need greater pressure, there's a larger pipe where we can generate more water. So. Yeah, I mean, one of the unintended consequences of this contract is fire protection. I know that we received a number of calls from our customers that say that my insurance company is thinking of canceling me because I brush my teeth, or I live in Arnold, or I don't have a hydrant in my front yard. They all want to walk away regardless. Except AAA, and I have nobody in my family that works for AAA. But I've heard from a number of people that are frustrated because they live near a hydrant, or the ISO rating, which is a rating the local fire district gets for the way it applies resources, has been set aside by the insurance carriers, and they just want to get out of this area, and I think you know why. They've had huge losses in recent fires. I'm sorry, yes ma'am.
To follow up on your statement about the upgrade in the rest of the development, now that we've gotten CCWD to help us out, when will that continue to start? Because that's basically got stopped when we, a couple years ago, had this issue. So now I know most of us have paid into that. So when do you have a timeline where you're going to get started again to upgrade the system, the rest of the system?
I like to use the word soon, because it is so nonspecific, and I don't want to make light of what you're saying. We have a couple of other challenges and matters we're working on. We're looking at grant funding. We're also looking at small business loans. We're about to apply to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a loan, and a lot of those monies will be earmarked and directed towards the undergrounding of the pipe and completing the system out. So it'll be in 2000. I hope we get it started in 2016. Yes, sir.
So if we're up there with you in the NOLA area, we just get CCWD water? We don't get a blend with the tanks?
No. Did everybody hear the question? No, there's no blending of water. The only blending of water that occurs is when we initially fill one of our tanks. And someone says, well, I don't think that's legal. Well, it's not illegal, but the state asks that we don't do it. It has to do with the way, for some reason, with chemicals and so on. If you live anywhere in the area that is outlined on the left side, says tank number 4, and you were there from any time between 1998 and 2011, you were receiving CCWD water. Now, as far as getting CCWD water into the rest of the other neighborhoods, so the blue section, that is something we're going to work on, because there have been times when the whole system was charged with CCWD water because we had to take the wells down for maintenance. And that was only done for a couple of weeks. But we're going to look into refining that process of moving the water further east. Yes, sir.
So I heard that one number I heard was the $75,000 to $100, which equated to $2 to $3 a month. But I also heard the buy-in of, what was it, $800,000. What are our rates going to look like? What do you anticipate our rates being in the coming year?
Higher.
How much?
I can tell you that next year they're going up 10%. Okay. Let me talk about rates just for a second, so I don't guess at it. The rate last year went up 2%. And while that is something that everyone gets excited about and says, well, that's not very much, I can tell you it is not very much. And on a business that operates at $1.5 million, a 1% increase this year is $13,000. And 2% last year didn't do very much for us. Rates have gone up about 3.5% or a little under 3.5% a year for the last 7 or 8 years. There were 2 years when the rates didn't go up at all, and I would just offer to you that we're still paying for that. The rate increases, the most of the money, as you know, goes into infrastructure and, of course, to the salaries of the employees. I don't think you're going to see multiple years of 10%. If we are successful in securing a low-interest loan, that'll require payback, and we may look at assessments for the funding. And that option is always open. I'd ask you to remember that the water is the cheapest part of the system. It's getting the water to your house that's costly. We have some work we have to do on our treatment plant, and we're going to do that in this forthcoming year. Covering the cost of water is covering the cost of CCWD water. Assume it's somewhere around $75,000, $85,000. That's about 6.5%. Just it would take that much of an increase to cover that. Again, 1% is $13,400. The work to be done on the infrastructure of the water treatment plant is 3.1 or 3.5%. $47,000, I think. I would not look to too many 2% increases over the next few years. And I'd rather be honest and blunt than allude to something other than that. Water is expensive.
Okay.
a few years ago, and I'm assuming that that was what you were talking about, the infrastructure being changed, 65% of it, it went from like 300, 350 to 600, something like that. And it was an assessment, I believe, at that time to fix the infrastructure, correct?
I've only been on the board since 2006, and there's not been any assessment since I've been on the board. So I'm not saying that's not correct. I just don't have any knowledge of one.
The last assessment we had were for the new water tanks, and that was back in the 90s. That was the last assessment. That was.
So then when the price went from 350 to 600, it was just almost a doubling of the water price?
Well, there was an assessment. I believe it was $500 per shareholder. That was for tanks. That was a separate thing.
Yes, sir.
So we're looking at 10% next year. You don't have a second year or third year, fourth year in mind yet for the increases?
Well, we do. But I would hesitate to roll it out. If we're successful in pursuing a small interest loan, that would have a decisive impact on the rate increase. But we'd still go into your other pocket to pay off the loan. So the price of water delivery, I can promise you, is not going to get cheaper.
So we're only going to hear about the increases year by year, or are you going to put out a plan eventually?
We can work on a multi-year. We talked about that this morning a little bit. There's some basics that stay the same year to year. We're under a state edict, and the clock is running a little bit to have the system metered. We're going to be testing ourselves as to what is a fair rate structure for the use of the meter. If you live in the Bay Area, and I assume most of us do, you pay a flat fee every month for the meter, and then you pay for the use of the water. We have this inherited system here where it's been accumulated over the years for people that use water, those that don't use water, and those that use a hose and those that don't. And we've got to come up with a better system, and the meter will do that for us. Once the meter program gets up and running, more so than it is now, there's only about 280 meters in a system that has 1,713 homes. We'll have a better sense on multi-year budgeting. It's not an impossible task. Did I overcook that?
Are you still looking at grants to fund the cost of meters?
We've looked at a grant. This may not sound very PC, but we're not economically challenged enough in this area to qualify for a lot of grants. The granting agencies, not all, but most, and you have to go after those granting agencies that only deal with water or water infrastructure, tend to look more favorably on systems that are failing. We've chose not to do that. Now we could, and we still not guarantee we get the grant, but I don't hold a lot of hope out for a grant. I think we have a much better luck with a low interest loan. Yes, ma'am.
Just on the meter issue.
Could you stand up so everybody could hear you, please?
On the meter issue, what is the timeline to get the rest of us on board? I know that kind of came to a little bit of a slowdown because of the negotiation with the CCWD and so on and so forth. So what is the expectations on when you're going to get started putting the rest of the development on meters?
It'll take us a couple of years to get the system done. We've intentionally waited on a couple of things. One, the technology is much better. You have to be able to read the meter. We don't want to have to pay somebody to open up the box. You don't have to do that anymore. Meter has to be strong enough to take care of the weather. So we've talked to other water companies that have an area similar to what we do, weather-wise, to see what works and what doesn't. We've selected one. We're surveying looking for volunteers, and if any of you want to volunteer, you talk to Sharon, she'll be happy to put you on her list for to get involved. In fact, Joe has got some applications. If you want to get into a study, we're going to study full-time and part-time uses of water. And to try and get a, if somebody asked me, well, are you going to count the number of times we flush a toilet? No. But we are going to be trying to be specific as to what full-time means and what part-time means, because we have, right now we're doing a little guessing at it. So I'd say in the next couple of years. Yes, ma'am.
I thought of, about 3 years ago, it was mandatory that everybody within Blue Lake Springs put in new pipes that went up to the street, and at that time, a meter was put in. Now, did not everybody comply at that point?
No, that was not required.
We can't get the questions.
That was not required.
The question was, did we require meters at the time? We require meters, and this is not your question, we require meters now at any exchange of property, if the property doesn't have one. The question the woman's asking is that a few years ago, where we'd ask the homeowner to put, the homeowner has to lay pipe out to the meter box anyway. You know, our job is to get the water on your property.
Did everybody put the pipes in out to the street like they were supposed to?
Well, I assume so.
Yes. But they were not required to put a meter at that time.
Okay.
It is now.
I might be able to reflect a little bit on that. Yeah, basically what happened is they moved the routing of the main lines up in my area. And we had to, once again, provide where the line was in the back of my lot. Now it's on the street side, so we had to provide a hookup from this new supply line
right
to where our water supply was for the residents. And at that time, they put a meter in. So that's probably what you think.
That was what I was.
Actually, that's not factual, because there, I live in an area where they put the new line in, put it across the street, I hooked up to it, I don't have a meter on
right.
Line.
That's correct.
It wasn't required.
We didn't require.
Not required.
Not then.
Not then.
We did what we were told.
Bob, I'd like to tag on to what Mike was saying there. That was in 08 when that happened. And I had a new home under construction. So I had my contractor and they ripped out the pipes in the back. And then the new, this is on Patricia, and the new pipe came right in front of my house with a fire hydrant. I was ecstatic about fire hydrant being right there. But my fees, at that time, they took a jump. I paid like $11,002 for my water fees at that time. And I was told that, and Dave, I had mentioned this to you in an email, I was told that this would cover the future expense of my water meter. So I was wondering if to comment on that.
I don't recall that email, I'm sorry, but you mean the $11,000 was your hookup fee for your new home that you were building?
Yeah, and I was told by the water company at the time
right.
That would include my future meter. So
well,
I agreed, and I said, okay.
Okay, well, so you will get a meter. It will happen.
But I didn't get a meter put in, I mean, you know, because it wasn't available.
Right.
Yeah, but I was told when it was available on me.
Okay.
For $414, you're correct.
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't a party to that.
Yeah, I think it was just when you were coming on that board.
Well, thank you.
You dodged a bullet, Bob.
It might have been my.
Not taking cop shots here.
No, I understand.
It could have been the other guy.
Yeah. Blame it on the other guy. Yes, ma'am.
Where are the meters in?
Where are the meters in?
Yeah, what section?
They're all over the subdivision.
All
we have
over.
280 or so meters.
And
they're.
Was that done because they moved the water from the back of the property to the front?
No, that was done for people that irrigate. The way that it was set up was a lot of homeowners were complaining about it being unfair that people who are irrigating We're using much more water than they were. The neighbor here doesn't irrigate, and that they're paying the same amount for the water. Even a full-timer here with no irrigation, and then a full-timer next to him, well, the irrigator is using a lot more water, but the full-timer next to him is paying the same amount. So in order to try and make it more fair, this was years back, it was decided to put require meters on people that had irrigation systems. And that's why we have the 280 or so meters now out there.
Then how do I qualify? I'm a part-timer, and I don't do any irrigating. And so I've had to hook up to a meter.
Well, I don't know your specific case, but you've had to have a meter put in?
No, they put it in and said, you hook up to it.
Yeah, that's... They moved the supply line.
But we did not put meters in. We have not done that. If you have a meter, it was because... If you have a meter, it's because either you requested it, or when they put the new services in, the new construction, no meters were put in.
George?
If there's a transfer of the property, I don't know when you purchased your property, but... Excuse me. If you buy a house today in Blue Lake Springs, a meter is installed.
How long ago did you buy a house? I built it in 68.
Do you have a... And you have a meter.
Well, I had to put in a connection. Right. Maybe there's nothing in the box.
There's not a meter there, probably.
If you pay, if you're on a meter, your billing is different than if you're not. Like, I don't have one.
Okay.
And so I pay annually, so do you. But if you're on a meter, our billing is different. Yours is on a capacity use, and mine is on a flat rate.
Am I right, Dave, that transfer of property?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
But that's a policy that only started.
Yeah, and she's been here since 68, so probably she doesn't have a meter.
There's no meter in that.
There's no meter there, I'm sure. If there's a green box somewhere on the property,
but
doesn't mean...
I was told by a certain time I had to have that line out there.
That's correct.
Well, that's true.
It's true. Yeah.
But not the meter.
No, but that's because they were connecting they put the water main in the street to provide you water. And they disconnected the water mains in the backyard.
Okay.
So you're still getting water through that area. You just don't have a meter.
Was that 100% compliance on the part of people?
Yes.
Well, yeah, to get water.
Or else they wouldn't have water. Well.
Yeah. One quick question.
We have four boxes where the street connection is for two properties adjoining each other. Is one a meter and one a connection?
Yes.
So one, if we have two boxes for one residence, we probably have a meter.
No, well, no.
Or is it just installed in a box?
It has what's called an idler. It's, in other words, it's a piece of pipe that you unscrew, take out, put them, it's prepared to put a meter on.
I got to go look at the box.
In anticipation of meters.
Because we don't get a capacity bill.
One is...
That you don't have a meter.
No,
the other box has
a yearly bill.
A valve for them.
Yes, sir.
To shut off, and a regulator, and
it works
and that, that's for them.
Lots that don't have an existing home on it, how does the assessments and the water share work for those folks now and
okay.
Projected?
By virtue of the fact that this is a share-held company, every lot owner pays a fee to the water company, whether you're drawing water or not. Our obligation is to provide a water source to the property. A number of people have bought multiple lots. And if your house or your dwelling occupies more than one lot, we charge you one fee. If the third lot out of three lots is empty because you didn't want anybody living there or it's on a corner, then we charge you a fee lot. It's about $408, I think. That's required under our rules of incorporation. It has to do with the fact that you're a shareholder and you have a vote for every share that you own. Yes, sir.
As the infrastructure has changed, will you be removing, will all of the water then be, mains be on the street as opposed to the back? So if
eventually,
I
want yes.
mains from the back of my property, eventually I can assume that I'm going to have to run pipe to the front?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Our obligation is get the water on your property. The original pipelines were laid in the backyards back in the 60s and 70s. And in retrospect, they should have been in front, but they weren't, in the utility right-of-way. When we move the, when we create a utility right-of-way and put the water line in the utility right-of-way, we will set up a meter, and you have to bring pipe to the meter. Yes, sir.
Will there be a special assessment for you to recoup the $850,000 upfront cost?
No. No, it goes in two payments, $600,000 now, it's already been paid, $225,000 in April of next year. That comes out of our reserves. One thing I wanted, one little number, because we're kicking numbers around, to give a perspective on wells and what Calaveras County is costing you. The money we spent on wells over the last 2 or 3 years tracks out to about $650 per person, or per dwelling, about. The cost of Calaveras County is a little over $400. So it's 40% less than the well venture.
And we had no water out of that.
And you can't, you don't know if a well's going to function until you drill it. And we went on some places, the engineer said, guaranteed it's going to be here, and it sure it was, but it was 5 gallons or less. And that's at 800 feet or more. At one place, we negotiated a contract with a property owner, and the last minute after the contract was signed, they wanted more money. So we walked away. One of our well sites ended up in litigation, and that stopped forward motion on that progress for almost a year, and that was resolved in our favor, and it's gone away. We have one well will be coming online in the next couple months, and we have a couple other wells in the wings. George,
will we approach the school district? They wouldn't, we couldn't come to a conclusion with the school district.
Bob.
To drill a well. We went to Independence Hall.
Bob.
We couldn't come to a conclusion with Independence Hall.
No. Okay. You want to go move?
Yeah. Drill a well.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
We went to the Catholic Church. And we cut a deal with the Catholic Church. We drilled a hole to the Catholic Church.
Thanks.
We came up dry. We drilled two holes at the property just short of Evans Pass Lumber. Came up dry. We drilled additional wells out on the CCWD property and came up with so little water it wasn't worth developing. So, you know, and I sat there and watched. We drilled a well right at the top of Courier. What is that property? Courier property.
Lagan.
At Lagan Road Lagan. There, and we came up with a well that generated 40 or 50 gallons of water per minute. However, when you pump from this well, you downloaded this well. So we're in a fractured rock environment. Yeah, these wells are related. So our well number one and well number two, they're related. And they, when you pump from well number two, it draws down well number three. So it's similar to a couple of straws into the same cup. And this is a fractured rock environment, so this water comes from fractures in the rock. And when you're sitting there and you watch the drill rig drill, you'll see that rig jump just a touch. And that's when he's hit a fracture. And that's in those fractures is where we're looking for water. That's where well number three is a super well. I mean, we're getting 260, 280 gallons a minute out of that well. We've pumped millions and millions and millions of gallons. If it wasn't for well number three, we would have had to annex to CCWD years ago. So,
where's the new well located that you're going to bring online?
It's right behind, behind the
Moose Lodge.
Moose Lodge.
Now, one of the cautions, and you don't know it until you're down in the ground, is the influence, as George mentioned, on existing wells. If you make, and it's not that it's in a close proximity, is that they sort of share the same fracture pattern. If you can imagine a large sponge that you can't see, and drop a straw down a hole that you put up on top of the sponge, you can't see the sponge. Well, that's what the fractured rock is like. So where's the water? So you have to drill to find it. And some of the holes we poked influenced other wells, and we had to abandon it. There's no way to know that. We didn't do anything in close proximity. We could figure out that if we get too close, then it won't work. Well, how far away is too close? Or before it comes too close? And then you just don't poke wells any place you feel like it. You have to have somebody owns the property. And you say, hi, what's your property worth? Oh, about $25. Well, I'm from the water company. Oh, it's worth $375,000. And we got into some legal issues, but I think what's important here, and I think the reason you're here, is that we now have the assurance of a future with water. We'll soon be putting a letter out, and we've been working with the realtor companies in Arnold, and we're going to tell them again about we're now on the sea. We're not looking at annexation, although none of them have asked about that. And CCWD, and again, I mentioned this earlier, they're not interested in that. And the realtor people want to know if there are going to be assessments in the future. We've told them probably. The beauty is our wells don't have to work. They're still performing. They don't have to work as hard. That gives them longevity. They're like we are. They're only here for a certain amount of time. And like us, we don't want to know when they're going out. And our youngest well, I think, is 28 years old. Is that right?
Our youngest well is 2001. So it's about 15 years old.
And on a life of 30, maybe 35 years? So it gives, plus there's a cost savings, but of the 85,000 or near 85,000 will pay for water to CCWD, some of that, not a lot, probably 20%, maybe 20%, will be offset by the cost we do not have to put in the wells in chemicals and electricity and so forth and so on. So if somebody said earlier, this sounds like a win-win for everybody. Yeah. Yeah, George.
I became interested in this in 2011, March 2011. And I'm a permanent resident. I've lived here since 1978. And this deal is absolutely a great deal for Blue Lake Springs. I mean, the concession that CCWD has made is huge. They've made a huge, I don't know that it's such a great deal for CCWD, but it's a great deal for us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Does CCWD still have a portion of the wells that you're pumping from?
No, they don't. They do own the property on which the wells are located.
But they're not.
No.
They're not.
They're not charging us.
Charging us any there.
No. They have no control over those wells either.
That's correct.
That's right. We have control of them.
Secondly, from tank 4 to tank 6, connecting that line, at what point, because you're talking about wells maybe failure at some point in time, do you have any kind of estimate when you're going to be able to connect from tank 4 to tank 6 area? I guess that's the way to put it.
We can do it now. We have two connections.
You do have already.
We have one at Linda Drive, which we're not going to use right now.
Okay, but it's there.
But we can do it. Okay. Right.
I didn't understand.
As far as predicting when that'll happen, we don't know. We've just turned them on now, and we'll see how the wells hold up. And
but there is a...
There's
a way of getting the water in there if the
yeah,
wells
we,
start to fail.
Yes. If I didn't say it clearly the first time, we have a way to power the whole system.
And we've done
that before. When our wells are put down for maintenance on the wells, we provide a water to the entire system. So the infrastructure to get water out is...
It's there.
Yeah, it needs a little work and needs some improving, yes.
One issue that you need to remember, the infrastructure improvements, the new pipe and ground, is somewhere, we don't have firm commitments, it's somewhere between $8 and $10 million. That's, and that work may not take place in 1 or 2 years. So we still have a long ways to go in terms of cost and figuring out this situation. This is not a black
and white deal. You're talking about the pipes on the outside.
I'm talking about the
six-inch,
the six-inch pipe that needs to go in.
Yeah.
So we're still in this is a work in progress, and it's not going to be finished for a good number of years, and we haven't figured out how to pay for it yet.
But the water's there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Were there any penalties that were attached to people's houses for misuse of watering outside?
Matter of fact, there have been.
Have there been?
Yes.
So do you think that your board is going to address that, like, I don't know, put some sort of recommendations out about what kind of plant material people should or should not use, or, you know, what's going to happen there?
There's a lot on our website, if you go there, and there's a lot of suggestions.
But really restricting, you know, the lawns and, you know, the different things that we see around the neighborhoods that require a lot of water, if you can afford to pay the penalty, I mean, our...
Well, you raise an excellent... Everybody hear that? Asking people to use less water is tweaking with human behavior. And depending on your background, it may be easier for some than others. The customer base at Blue Lake Springs has responded in great fashion. Almost to the level of we're using 35% to 40% less water today than we were 2 years ago. The board this morning heard that we're going to retract some of the restrictions we have and allow some outside watering on a limited basis. As long as people understand, there's a little roll of the dice to that. We don't know what this... We think El Nino's coming. I mean, everyone says it is. Well, everyone said it was last year. We don't have extra water because we're making better use of what we have. And I think if we loosen up the restrictions, allow people to water outside a couple of times a week, do it in the wintertime when it's raining, or we hope it is, and when plants are generally dormant. If you go on to State of California Department of Water Resources, there's a whole section on drought-tolerant vegetation. And the internet is full of this stuff. Outside watering amounts to, depending, 19% to 28% of all water. Humans, by the way, only use 10% of the water in California. So we're not, I mean, and yes, well, where's the other 90? Well, it's the farmers. Half of it goes to farming, and they're getting squeezed.
Did I hear, like, just yesterday that the government, our California government's going to be prioritizing drinking water over all other kinds of water allocations? I mean, this would be something good for CCWD because basically CCWD provides human water, right?
So, for the most part.
I mean, they're not supplying any irrigation water for farms.
They may, they might. down in Valley Springs area and Linden, and they may be providing some of that. I don't know for sure.
That may be untreated water.
Yeah.
We don't provide any untreated water.
Oh, and the golf course gets it from CCWD.
Yeah, but that's a treatment system. Wells.
That's treated water.
Yeah. Treated water. Hydrants have treated
and
water.
They have their own wells too. Yes. In addition.
They do.
One thing I'd like to point out to you folks is I just finished this last month looking at 12,880 water meter readings.
Well, that's exciting.
Over the last 4 years.
God, that's a lot.
Just
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Just Blue Lake Springs properties?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Blue Lake Springs. Over the last 4 years.
How did I do?
$12,800 anonymous.
Yeah,
I want to tell you that in 2015, the year 2015, 96% of those 280 meters that I looked at, 96% of those used less than the 700 cubic feet of water that's allotted to you on a monthly basis. 96%.
How many? What's that?
Less than that. So the conservation, 96% used less than 700, 81% used less than 350 cubic feet. So the conservation has been incredible here in Blue Lake Springs.
At least among the meters.
Well, among those 280, but our water usage supports the meter readings. Mm-hmm. The meter readings support the water usage.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have something that's slightly off topic in regards to ground use water. Is there any precedence or policy for the use of reclaimed gray water?
Can't hear him.
Gray water.
The question is, do we have any policies addressing gray water?
Yeah.
No. No. We thought the county did.
The county does, and if you want to put a gray water system in, you have to check with them and follow their guidelines for that.
Right.
They were charging, and we asked them to set aside the permit fee. I don't know if they've done that.
No, they haven't done that yet.
Ah, crap. Okay.
We're looking at fee restructuring very aggressively starting this month.
This is, by the way, this is Michael Oliveira. He's on the Board of Supervisors and represents this area to the County of Calaveras.
How you doing, folks?
Great applause, Mike. I mean, you're doing a hell of a job.
Sometimes that's a good sign.
Yeah, yeah. That was overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
If you participate in this study, what is probably going to be the cost of the meter at the end of the study?
$414.
Does that include installation, or do you pay
it? Does that include what?
Installation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
What's
meters about, actual meters, something like 300 to 320, and the rest is the cost of electronics. And we didn't bring one. It's a very small device. It looks like a peewee football.
And it can be read by
radio.
By car.
Yes.
You can read it on your iPhone. Let me get your iPhone to work up here.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, I would thank you all for coming. Thank you very much.
Yeah.